It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
This morning, as always, we got the Reese.
What it do, what it does.
And the K-Mac one, and we're the Sports Shop one because we're never number two. We got the firm, Pam Thompson Smith. What's up, Pamela?
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
You ready for your heels to roll this weekend?
Absolutely.
No,
that's tomorrow.
What I'm talking about. No.
Yes.
You got no problems we can do. None. Say it, Pam.
None.
That's what I'm talking about. Stand on it. No shot. We got A-Town behind the glass doing what A-Town does. Whew. A-Town, I'm sorry to tell you, you ain't getting no sun rays this morning like that.
Mm-mm. And we're getting rain.
But yeah.
We're getting rain today.
I know how you are about these things.
I'll hang in there.
You'll make do. Okay. All right. You doing all right this morning, though? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
All right. I'm just checking on you. I got you.
Appreciate it.
How we doing on the poll questions for today?
So the poll question can be found on X, formerly known as Twitter, through Buzz Sports Radio or the Sports Shop One. And the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech is: J.J. McCarthy a top five quarterback in this year's NFL draft? Yes or no?
Oh, boy.
And 80% say no.
What?
Not going to the Commanders.
80%. Come on.
It's early, but.
Yeah, I was going to say it's early.
Come on now. 80%.
I mean, J.J. Burrow? I'm calling J.J. Burrow.
You know what, man?
I'm just saying.
See, man, some people, man, you can't tell them what you're thinking because they're going to always judge you. See, what's the rule, man? You don't tell them about your players or whatever, you know, because they go.
Dream snatcher.
Yeah, there you go. Dream snatcher.
I'm a dream snatcher.
He just made it up.
I think it's called Girl Watcher, I think. But I just changed the words to it.
I'm not mad at it. Yeah, dream snatcher.
I've been a dream snatcher.
I'll be snatching JJ's dream.
Wow.
Shout out to JJ McCarthy.
Wow.
McCarthy, rather. Who, by the way, some of his best quality that he's listed at. Look, I probably shouldn't say that because they just go ahead for real.
No, go ahead. No, what is
it? Please do.
Say it with your chest.
He's unflappable. His adaptability in any type of situation. What? Who wrote that, AI?
In any type of situation.
That's his best quality.
No, what about throwing a down and out or the crossing route? How about that? Is that on there? I'm just checking.
It's not listed as his best quality. I'm trying to see if it's listed anywhere.
How about that?
Oh, no. Man. Ooh.
Oh my
wow, that's
God.
The best quality?
Yeah. J-Mac. That's my guy.
Oh, my new guy. No, he ain't your guy. Yeah, I know what you said.
He's my new guy now.
J-Mac.
So one of the things I like to rely on the fact that he's proven himself being in the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another thing that he said. The biggest question that most people have that he wasn't asked to do a lot. They ain't asked him to do nothing. So, hell, how we know he's a good quarterback? We asked him to do nothing. Wow. Just sit there. Wow. But anyway.
Interesting.
Anyway, I don't know why we tell Reese these things because he ain't going to let it go now.
No. That's what you said. So, I'm with it.
We won't let it go. I'm glad we get the transition.
Yes.
Because he not going to let this go. Anyway, we get a chance right now. We get a chance to talk to a friend of the show and a very special guy that's doing some tremendous things, has a book out, doing all kind of great stuff. Also, his foundation is doing great things. I'm not going to get a chance to play in the tournament, but that's okay. But he's always doing great things. My favorite Wolfpack, the one and only Derek Wittenberg. What's going on, Derek? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm your favorite free guy. You know, I come on for free. No NIL on the Sports Shop.
No NIL. Okay?
No NIL on the Sports Shop.
Wow. Okay?
Well,
y'all get me free at 7 o'clock in the morning. Y'all get me for free.
I'll tell you like this, Derek, Mr. Wittenberg. We may not do the NIL, but we'll damn sure do the transfer portal. So you keep talking.
That's good.
So you keep on talking. Oh, man. My guy, Derek Wittenberg, is joining us. He wants to talk. Right now, we're just going to jump right into it. Let's talk about the book. Let's talk about the shot heard around the world. Let's tell people about it, what you got, what you have coming up, and then we'll talk about, you know, some basketball coming up later.
I've been working on it for a couple of years in my mind, and I just decided it was time. And it was a 40 year anniversary, actually 41 years, coming up April 4th. We'll be celebrating 40 years in this. So excited what's going on with our teams and everything. It's so ironic, but wanted to just talk about that journey. And really, it's a memoir about the people that helped me along the way. And I want to talk about my parents and my mentors and teachers and people that really encouraged me and really helped me to experience so many great things, and not just in sports, but in life, and things that I've learned how to help people. You know, I've found my way. It's been over 40-some years in college athletics, but I've found my way in terms of what I want to do for the rest of my life, and that's help others find their way and help them fulfill their dreams. So that's exciting for me.
Oh, man, we always decided to talk to my friend. He is the NC State legend, of course, national champion, yes. Emmy awardee, if you will. Let's make sure we mention that. Mm. And he's an author, and he has a book out called The Shot Heard Around the World, How I Went From the Playground to the White House. Derek Wittenberg. So Derek, this is interesting. Are you going to have an audible version of this as well? Because I do a lot of audio books. You going to have an audio version to this as well?
Yeah. You know what? Going through the final stages of editing the book is, is hard work.
Yeah.
And we're in the final stage of that. We should be in print in a couple weeks. And then after we get that going, I will do the audio version. And I'm going to read my own book.
Oh, that's what's up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cause that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. You say that because I listen to a lot of books and I don't like, man. If someone's dead, I get it, right? Like Marvis White, another guy kind of did it. But if somebody's living, I want to hear the voice of the person that's writing the book. And I know you'll do a very good job with that. Just talk about, some of the challenges of being an author of a book like this. Talk about that if you will.
Oh man, it's hard, man. This is gonna be my first one. As many guys I've talked to that written 10 books or 5 books or whatever. It's just you know you want to get everybody involved. You want to make sure you get the stories right. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, what I'm excited about is the history of my family. Nobody's ever asked me about the name Wittenberg and where the origin of that name came from and where my DNA with basketball started for me and my family. I give you an example. So my uncle, A.J. Wittenberg, was a civil rights leader in 1960 in integrated schools in Greenville, South Carolina.
Wow.
So he was instrumental in doing that. There's an elementary school in Greenville called the A.J. Wittenberg Elementary School for Engineering, and it's a presidential magnet school. And, I got so much history in my family of education and sports. It's going to be neat to share that. And one thing we forget about the most is our parents and our teachers and our mentors growing up, the ones that encouraged us, the ones that believed in us, the ones that help us find ourselves, right, and help us believe that we can achieve anything we want to if we can put our heads together and work hard and persevere. So that's what I'm excited about. It's going to be an honor and a tribute to them.
Wow.
And tell them thank you for helping me along the way.
Oh, that's outstanding.
That's awesome. We are talking to North Carolina State legend, Emmy awardee, Derek Wittenberg, who has a brand new book coming out, Shot Heard All Over the World. Were there any, challenges or surprises as you were unpacking history and things that you put together for the book that you found? And was it a challenge to even be that transparent?
Mm. Oh, it's definitely a challenge because you can't tell the truth all the time.
I know that's right.
You can.
You can't tell the truth all the time. You can't tell every story.
There you go.
I think that the challenge is, you know, one thing that we grew up on was transparency plus truth equals trust. That's what we grew up on. And that's the most powerful thing about some of these stories. You're going to see photographs about, like, my Uncle George, who migrated from the South to the North. He was the first black basketball player at Fort Belvoir Army Base. I have the picture there that you can see that you saw him, and he looked like he was scared to death. He's the only black player on the team.
Wow.
And then my aunt, who's still living in 90, I went to visit her. He's still down in Atmore, Alabama, and she told me he was scared to death. He's on the road, he's by himself. So what we haven't done, and I kind of regret it a little bit. I didn't ask my parents enough about how they grew up, mm-hmm. right? What did they mm-hmm. encounter, and how they persevered? Because you know, growing up in the South back in the '50s and sixties, it wasn't a piece of cake, fellas.
No,
and ladies, it wasn't a piece
That's
of cake.
Right.
So like I was one, but they never brought it up. They always stayed positive and talked about how I had to deal with things today. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I wish I would have asked them more, but the same token, I'm kind of glad because they never put on their burdens or how they grew
yes.
up on me. They
yes.
me to be successful in living this life as we go on today.
Right.
That's the most interesting thing about the book. I learned a lot. And I think there's a lot more for all of us to learn. Everybody, even you guys, one day going to be inspired to write a book. Mm-hmm. I just want to write a book just to tell my story. This is a message to everybody that you are somebody, you have a special history in your family, and you mm-hmm. can help and empower people within your own right with what you do every day.
Yep.
So it's not just about me writing the book. It's about everybody's got the right to tell the story. There's so much more about us other than me bouncing a ball or us being on the radio or playing golf.
Yes.
That's
it's
right.
So much more that we have to give to others because we got to help younger people find their way. Mm. You know, yeah. we got to help them find their dreams. And so that's our responsibility of what we got to do going forward to help these kids.
Outstanding. Great point, great We're talking
point.
With NC.
Amen. You're supposed to say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. I felt that.
Look, you beat me to it. I said, you must have found some preachers in your dog. <preachers." laughs>
That's why he said you can't tell every story.
It's funny you say that. I do have preachers in my family.
See what I'm saying?
Martin Luther read the Wittenberg articles in the town of Wittenberg. Back in the early days.
Wow.
Wait a minute. We've seen my preachers like you know, that was hanging around like a couple years ago. Yeah. You
like
went,
Reverend Davis or something. Martin King.
Martin Luther.
Hey, look. I know one thing. If he looking at his lineage now and looking at you, he said, whew, we still got work to do.
Yeah, I love it.
You know I love you. So I can give you a hard time no matter what. That's all the reason you come on here, so I can give you a hard time. We're talking about NC State legend and great Derek Wittenberg. We're talking about the shot heard around the world and then how he went from the playground to the White House. Wonderful book that's out. A wonderful book that's coming out. And I have to be honest. Every time we get a chance to talk to people that have had the opportunity to kind of reflect and tell their own story, we get the same sense that it's an eye-opening experience. It's a deep dive into who helped make you into what you are and who you are. And I'm just glad you got an opportunity to do it as well. So congratulations. Well done, my friend.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited about both our teams, you know, with Coach Keats and what he's done and 7 games in a row, and now he's part of our history, won the ACC championship, mm-hmm. and then Coach West, Wes has been incredible what he's done with that women's basketball team, mm-hmm. being picked 8th and now, you know, going on in the Sweet 16.
That's right.
We got some excitement going on. The ACC is doing great. You got 4 teams in the Sweet 16. Who knows?
We
have some ACC love in the Final Four.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
So I got to ask, again, this is Derek Wittenberg, who is author of The Pass – that was heard around the world. I'm sorry. It was the shot. Or what's the pass? Which one?
Uh-oh.
Hey, look. When it's your story, you tell it like
you tell it like it is. But does it? I have to ask you. This run that's going on, incredible run by Coach Keats and this Wolfpack team, in the similarities to what you guys did, was incredible a run back in 1983.
Absolutely, a lot of similarities. Listen. Yeah. Nobody gave them a chance. Mm-hmm. No, I've been in that position. Nobody thought they was going to be where they are. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm sure sure they're surprised.
Yeah.
But you know, when it's contagious, and you win a couple, and then you win that dramatic game against Virginia, the guy, McDonald throws up a prayer and it goes in. Now you start to feel, you know, once you get on that roll, that mm-hmm. belief, you feel like you just find a way to win. And that's what our team has done. And credit to Coach Keats and his staff and those players. Yeah. They hung in there. And then, you know, Big Baby.
Big Baby.
He's having a tremendous tournament.
Yeah.
And just a happy-go-lucky, great kid, great family. You know, just so glad he's with us. He's been tremendous, man. And obviously a crowd favorite, not just for NC State, but I think people around the country he's starting to grow on everybody. And hey, we playing with house money.
Yep.
Yeah. You're in there now.
Nobody thinks that we can win. And you know, Marquette's got a good team. Look, at this time, Sweet 16, anybody can.
Everybody's good too.
That's right.
There you go.
Everybody's good. So, anybody can win it. And I'm going to Dallas on Friday, and gonna be there. I'm gonna be hanging out with Spud Webb.
Okay.
You know, our great player down there. That's from Dallas, and then Harold Thompson. You know, my teammate was on the 83 team.
Yes, yes.
So, we're gonna hang out in Dallas and try to pull those guys through and get another win.
Well, we're talking to the great Derek Wittenberg, and you're the only person I know probably that's been inside and actually lived through what this current team is living through right now and done this. What is being said right now amongst Coach Keats and the team that says, okay, this is what we got to do to keep this going and not get so caught up into the hype? And since you lived through it, what is it like being inside on that?
Survive in advance.
There you go.
You know, just one play at a time, one play at a time, one point at a time. Just focus on the process, and you got a chance to, like, get to the end of the game. With 5 minutes to go, put yourself in position to win, and let's see what happens. And I think now, I mean, you 7 games row, you kind of dub. You just feel like, we just felt like back in our time that we got to the point where we just trusted our game plan and understood what we had to do, and eventually we just felt like we were going to win. We didn't know how, but we were going to win. So I think that's what they're feeling right now. And it's going to be exciting. Listen, I want to ask Reese. He's kind of torn a little bit.
Oh.
North Carolina's playing Alabama.
Yeah, I'm not torn.
You know, I know much that he's a big Alabama fan. He got to take his Alabama helmet. He got to take his Alabama football helmet off and then put the basketball uniform on, and he got to decide which team he's going to cheer for. Now, I know he's probably going to cheer for Carolina, but he's also an Alabama fan.
I'm a diehard Alabama fan, first and foremost, but we're not playing football on tomorrow.
Hey, look.
Those is not football, huh?
Hey, Derek, he playing with house money.
Yeah, exactly.
He playing with house money. It may hurt a little bit on one side, but not as much on the other. But either way, he playing with house money.
That's true, man. That's true.
Derek, I got a quick question. In your back to your book, you were talking about pictures. Is there a picture of Reese in the book?
You know what? He might be surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we won't tell him.
We got maybe a little surprise.
We're talking about telling your truth.
Hey, if there is a picture of the book, Alabama, North Carolina better be buying a whole lot of books.
That's right.
Oh, man, that's
you
fun.
Nick Saban got a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money. He can buy some books.
That's true.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
And listen, I don't care. Look, I used to tell Phil Ford all the time.
Yeah.
If you mix Carolina blue and you mix red together, what you get? Green.
All day, baby.
Money.
I don't care who buys
it. I know. And y'all do that real well. You and Phil both, man.
Make that green.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek, man, we appreciate
you
coming
thank
on.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you
my
so
friend.
It's been a pleasure having you on, man. It's great to give us some insight into what it's like to be inside of a historic run like what's going on right now, man.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you
I'm
and
so
the whole
happy
team.
For them. You know, you go to the last thing, guys and ladies, listen, this is a special moment in college. You get there. When you come to college, you have an opportunity to be trained and educated. And as an athlete, you want to leave there with a degree. You want to leave a better person. But the icing on the cake is that you come out a champion. That you one day put that banner up that you can bring it back for your family, your kids to see that this is what I accomplished here. So this is a special moment for these guys. Mm-hmm. I wish they enjoy it. It's their time.
Wow.
You know, I try to say, everybody said this, you know, 40 years ago, but it's their time. They've earned it. Nobody can take it away. And now, you know, they got the icing on cake. They can kick you in. Maybe they go on a run and get another national championship.
That's amazing.
Very, very positive.
Outstanding, Derek.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.